Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I want to be able to talk about for a moment, you know, here we are coming close to, you know, primary elections are taking place across the land where, you know, people are voting for the candidate of their choice. And I encourage you, you know, don't vote for somebody just because you like the way they look. Don't vote for them because they have honey dripping lips, as we've heard about in the first hour about, you know, a malice man disguises himself with his lips. Go and meet the person. It's representative government. Just look them square in the eye and say, I need to ask you some questions, and have those questions ready that help you feel comfortable that they are in alignment with how you would feel right before God for voting for them. And if they say, I ain't got time, then that just gives you that moment. It says, well, okay, I just want to let you know it was important to me to ask you those questions. So I'm going to mark you off my list. Okay. I mean, you have to. Right now, you know, it's the American people. It's a government by the people and for the people. Whether you believe it or not, God believes it. And he's watching how we pull the lever. We don't pull the lever. We need to find out who we're voting for. Don't call your Uncle Bobby up, you know, because he's some, you know, left-leaning, right-leaning, weird-leaning, you know, person that's all this political stuff. You get out and find out yourself.
That's right.
You know, and meet these people. And you'll find out, first of all, I admire, you know, men and women who are willing to get up and be leaders. I mean, it's amazing, especially in today's culture, because even the they just get so ridiculed and they get, you know, just taken through the ringer, and they're still willing. I think about Michelle Bachmann. I mean, I admire her for her willingness to stand. And she said very specifically, this was not in my plans. Right. You know, I just want to be, you know, a mother and a wife, and I just wanted to enjoy life. You know, and I believe she was some sort of tax attorney or something like that.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, God had other plans for her. And now she stands boldly, you know, for the people and for, you know, conservative viewpoints, you know, in our government. And so get to know them. You know, our governor, we're in Florida, so I personally met. We prayed in our gathering, our church gathering. And we said, listen, you know, we want to be involved. We want to know who's going to be leading and who we're going to vote for, or whatever. And so we just pray, God, introduce us to the candidates. You know, introduce us, let us meet them. And it's tough meeting, you know, national candidates or statewide candidates because they're moving so quickly. And if they are there, they're only behind some sort of, you know, it's like a star. I mean, this is what we turned our politics into. It's like, you know, a star's coming to sign autographs instead of saying, no, sit down. We got to talk to you. If you're going to make decisions for our state and for our government, we need to know what you're doing.
That's right.
Instead, they just fly by. I got to go, but I'll give you whatever thing you want, possibly, maybe, mine, I'm out of here. It's like, no, you know. And so when I was, the Lord just laid on my heart, I needed to be at the airport. You know, the governmental candidate was coming in at that point that I needed to meet. And I showed up. And when I showed up, it was like, there was like four of us. You know, it was not a lot of people at all. And then you had the press that's there. You know, so you had a camera, me, and the governor for governor's like, obviously, he's a loyalist because he's the only one who showed up there. No, there was probably about, I don't know, maybe 12. I mean, it was small.
Wow.
And it was a big hangar too, you know. And so, but it was a perfect encounter. I got a chance to meet Bob, the governor of Louisiana, you know, Bobby.
Bobby Jindal.
Oh my goodness.
He's cool, isn't he?
Oh my goodness. Yes, he is so cool. He really is. You got to meet some of these men and women. They're just the ones of the real deal. It's just so cool. And you would really like the governor of Louisiana. And, but anyway, so he's there helping, Governor Scott at that time, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, not Governor Scott, but candidate Scott. And so I wanted to meet him. I didn't know him. I didn't know what he, I just wanted to find out who he is, what he stood for, or whatever. And so I got a chance to talk to him. And I was actually talking to the governor of Louisiana. And I said, look at this. I said, I hate to cut you off. I'm serious. Oh, I'm serious because God will honor you. Everybody that's listening in this broadcast, I want to tell you right now, get involved in who's our leaders are going to be. I wasn't going to necessarily vote for, you know, any particular candidate. I just wanted to know. I wanted to know before God. I fear God. I got to know what they're saying. Is it true or not? You know, and I got to pray about it before I pull the lever. And so
right.
he's standing there. And so I tell Bobby, Bobby, be with you in a minute. Is this wild? It is so wild. And he's, I mean, he really, if you get a chance to meet the governor of Louisiana, really, he's just a real person. He's just a real deal and a believer. And, actually, I first heard about Bobby, the mayor, the governor of Louisiana in Rome, Georgia. I was in Rome, Georgia, and his pastor was there.
Oh, cool.
And so he was telling me early on how God was beginning to stir his heart to be able to be governor. So I already kind of knew, you know, things work quite often.
Oh, yeah.
I already kind of knew what was happening before it actually happened. But so I talked to that time candidate.
Rick Scott,
you know, and they're saying a lot of different things about him at that particular time. And I just need to ask him some questions. And I said, ask him a few questions. He goes, listen, you can just check my website out. And I'll have, I said, look at me.
Ooh.
I said, look at me. I said, we're here right now. I need to hear it from your mouth.
Mm.
And I began to ask him questions. You know, who is Jesus to you?
Mm.
You know, not are you a Christian? We got to get past that, church.
Mm-hmm.
Who
right.
is Jesus? And then listen, you know, one man told me he was a carpenter and a teacher, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, not him, because immediately Rick began to talk about, the governor began to talk about, we wasn't governor then, his name was Rick Scott at that point, he's a businessman. He said, he's my savior. He saved my life. You know, my life totally was transformed. He said that, and ever since then, I've been serving him. I helped plant churches, and he started talking about his personal testimony.
Wow.
You know, I didn't give him any clues. I just said, shut up. I said, who's Jesus to you? That's what Jesus said, right? Who are they saying
right.
I am? And then I asked him about some other questions. They're saying, you know, that you were on the board for hospitals that were approving abortions and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, if you look at it, that they don't even happen in these hospitals. They wouldn't be, it's disconnected from the reality of what would be there. So it just can't happen.
Wow.
Which is not unusual. By the way, don't believe all the political stuff that you see out there. Just go meet the candidates. I mean, it's amazing right. what they say about each other. It's like, dude, you live together. Why would you say that? Why don't you just run on your own abilities instead of, anyway. So I had a chance to ask all these different questions. So it was pretty cool. And so I was able to figure out what I was going to do, but I met the candidates. You got to meet these guys, these ladies, and admire them for the fact that they're willing to stand up in the day of Google and YouTube, and because every man has fallen short. Nobody's perfect, and they're willing to take their imperfections and let people scrutinize them while they're willing to lead. And that is the American form of government. That's the U.S. Constitution is what it's about. But if they're willing to step up there and say, I will, and you're interviewing them because it's representative government, whether you're going to allow them to lead or not.
That's right.
And whether, you know, somebody says, well, my vote wasn't going to matter. It matters to God. No matter what happens, don't just pull a lever because it's the popular thing to do. That's how they do for false prophets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pulls the lever for a false prophet. Everybody talks well of a false prophet. But understand this, that that get to know them because they're going to represent you. It's a republic, which means a representative government. You know, when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to say it again and again so we get it, you know, that it's not a democracy. You'll hear people in that are representatives in this republic, and they say, well, this is a democracy, we'll figure it out.
Right.
You know, we haven't read the health care bill, but this is a democracy, we'll figure it out. And this is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and they're just kind of just, you know, beelining those words over and over again to get people to convinced that this is a democracy. But we're a republic where we send representatives to represent us. Therefore, we need to interview you because you're supposed to go read the bills and come back and tell us what they said. And then we will tell you because you're going to represent us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking for many kings and queens here to go down there and rule over us.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for representative government, and we're not a democracy. You listen to us. We tell you what we want you to do. If you don't want to do that anymore, you just step aside and somebody else represents us.
That's
the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
You're not saying you're bad. You can feel any way you want to feel. Be honest about it. And then we will choose what we're going to do with that. And so you got to get involved in meeting the people that are going to represent you, because they will send your sons and daughters to war or not. You know, they will close down your business or not.
Mm-hmm.
They will seize your property and seize your bank accounts and put you in jail because of laws that they want to be able to bring to pass or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty important. This is how things, it don't, this whole thing called government doesn't just happen.
That's right.
We in America have a chance to participate in the process of it. And every day, you know, all my years in law enforcement, people went to jail almost every single day. Every day. And they went to jail because somebody decided that it was illegal to do that particular behavior. But, you know, at one time prior to that, it wasn't illegal. So a representative presented a bill to the legislature and said, hey, we want to make this illegal. And they voted on it. And there was a day people did it everywhere. And now your son or your daughter or you or your wife or your friend, they do it now. They go to jail for 10 years. Because the government decided it was illegal. But it wasn't illegal until we made a law, because it's a land of law. You know, it's ruled by the laws of the land. We can change the laws or whatever. There was a day that abortion was illegal. It was illegal to be able to have an abortion. But they changed the law of 1972 or 73 with Roe versus Wade. And now, you know, millions of babies have been aborted and killed in the womb. It's a law. It's a matter of law. It matters who represents you. It matters who represents you. You need to go. We're at a crucial point right now in our state of a nation that you got to find out. You need to find out, you know, who is this partnership that it's taking place with Islam infiltrating our government. You know, why is our representative government allowing somebody to erase all of the parts of our library, you know, for because of his personal preference or whatever, his viewpoints. And is that really representing us, or that's just you representing you?
Your interest.
You know, is it dreams of our founding fathers, or just dreams of, you know what I'm saying? And so you understand that. And so we need to know this. We need to know who, and just throwing our hat behind somebody because they do good business as Christians, that doesn't do it for us either. You know, as Christians, we're not going to, well, he's going to make my wallet. And they've turned America and American history into something based on economy. So they changed our history and began to write it off of money. And if you have not yet experienced wall builders and what they're doing with the American Heritage series, you need to get it. Go to wallbuilders.com and get the American Heritage series. You know, we talk about, if you ask somebody, why did we pull away from England? Why did we pull away from England, the king? Most people will say it was taxation without representation.
That's
what they'll say. It's a money issue. And they took that, people who didn't, back around 1920, 1930, and began to rewrite our history books based on money. It was all about economy and about money because they didn't have God. These writers who wrote our textbooks for the last 50 years that the students went through, and then we didn't even talk about the 27 reasons why in the Declaration of Independence why we left England, and that taxation without representation was 17th on the list of 27. And the biggest issue was, in the first part of the Declaration, was no representative government. That's what's happening now, that they would make laws in the colonies, they would go back, and the king would undo them. It was representative government. That was one of their biggest issues, was representative government. And here we are again today. You know, we have people that say we want to represent you, which means they represent you and your values and what you're wanting in your community and your state and your nation. But then they go there just like the king did, and they're undoing the very thing that we wanted. Because if you talk about what the most of Americans want, you know, they want what we're leaving. And so go read the Declaration of Independence. There's 27 reasons why that they pulled away from, we pulled away from England, and tax money was the 17th one. The number one was representative government. And here we are again today. We have leaders that are going to D.C., and they're like little kings and little queens, you know, that are going there to just rule like the King of England did, and just it doesn't matter what the people, let them eat cake. You know, it's like, you know, let them have health care. It's like, ask us what we want, you know.
Thank you.
Ask us what we want. I mean, obviously, we want to be healthy. We want, but get us involved in the process.
Right.
You know, don't just go down there and take an 11,000-page document or 1,100-page document and tell us you didn't read it.
Right.
You know.
Think you know best.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like a king. A king can do that. Off with their heads. You know, it's like, he's like, what? And so read the Declaration of Independence. Get familiar with it. You know, we hold these truths self-evident, that all men were created equal by our Creator, right? Mm-hmm. and not government. Our rights don't come from government. They come from God. And so find out how they feel about the Constitution, because they're going to swear. They're going to swear. We're talking about this. We're about to have, you know, Tony Evans wrote a book, and in the book he wrote, it's, you know, Why Christians Shall Vote. And we're going to be talking about how should Christians vote? It's very good. Got a little small interview we're going to play with him. You got to hear it. And we'll have it also available to you on The Torch. You can get to The Torch at VFNTV.com, the VFN Torch. But understand this, that we need to get involved. If we don't get involved, there's a void. 33,000 conservatives in America. 33,000 think they're registered to vote, but they're not. Mm-hmm. And they're having all these opinions and conversations right now. But they're going to show up at the poll, and they cannot pull one lever. Mm-hmm. Not they're going to. You're going to walk 33,000. Ah. I get that number. You can find that on The Torch, the VFN Torch. Maybe you can pull it up on The Torch and see. But I get those numbers right. But understand this, that we got to get active. We can't. A representative government means we're getting involved. People say, I don't have time. You know, my television program's coming on, and oh my goodness, you know, I'm doing nothing, and I'm actually having to go earn some money to buy some old looking jeans and the image of doing something. We have to meet our people that are wanting to be represent us. You'll find out if you're trying to meet them and they're avoiding you, that's a sign. That's a sign that you don't want to vote for somebody because they're not going to represent you. You know, and you need them to be able to answer your phone calls within reason. You need them to be able to respond to you, because if they're representing you, how can they represent you if they don't listen to you? And we got to recapture that again. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that to say this. If God, you know, if we prayed and we said, God, we need to meet these candidates, and God, you know, brought me to two governors to be able to meet them and just ask them the questions, and the best question you can ask anybody, you know, as a believer, because we're really concerned about what is your viewpoint of Jesus? You know, who is Jesus to you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another question we need to ask after that now is, like, do you think you can be Jesus? Because there's now, you know, there is people running for office that that's think they will definitely be Jesus one day.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's true. And that's true. And so do you think at any point you're going to be Jesus? Wow. We love Jesus, right? Is that not true?
It's so true.
You can find out about Mormonism on the VFN Torch. Just type in Mormonism. You'll have several articles come up that actually has firsthand, you know, them talking about that. And you can just take it for what it is. I want, in law enforcement, for example, I want it, or say if you're in the military, you know, you don't care about a person's, they don't have to have the same faith as you to fight with you. Mm-hmm. But you have to let, as bold as they are for their 31, as bold as they are, I just saw a note, as bold as they are for their faith, you should be bold for yours. And both of you should respect each other in the context of that. You can talk openly of why you have faith in God through Jesus Christ and your personal relationship, and they can talk about whatever their faith is. But if their faith denies your faith, you can openly say, well, you know, that's not true. This is how it is. But you can agree to disagree. It's called the battlefield of ideas, George Washington called it. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a matter of what the person's faith is in regards to, if you're fighting crime together, you know, as a law enforcement officer, you're building a house together, mm-hmm. you know, you're an American, you know, e pluribus unum, you know, though we're many, we're one. But the second that your freedom encroaches on my freedom, the second that your faith and your belief does away with my Constitution and begins to change it, there you swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and defend it from enemies foreign and domestic, and that's the pledge that I was talking about. He says, I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic, not democracy, for which it stands. And understand that. You ask your people running for office, including the ones that are in, where do you stand with the Constitution? If they tell you their hands are tied, well, so we're going to untie them puppies right now. Because as constitutional officer, your hands should not be tied. Mm. You should be talking to us, who you represent. And you're not representing. You need to step aside. You know,
that's right. I want to know who tied those hands.
I know it. It's like, you'd be surprised how many. If you follow that, it's a big long trail of people that just say, you know, if you follow the money, the budgetary things that are happening, and you see part of America being repressed. You see families being torn apart. You see fathers being pulled out and these different things. There's different agencies that are coming from government that are attacking the family. And then you talk to them and they say, well, you know, my hands are tied. And this is what I say. Well, how is this place funded? I'm thinking, is it private money or is it government money? And they go, it's funded by grants. And I go, And what does that tell me? That if I don't think that's right, then we need to be able to change the funding for the organization. Because believe me, their hands won't be tied when they're not getting a paycheck.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should not be interfering with the family. As Christians, you know, we have values. We have what we think we value. We want to be able to raise our families the way God says to raise our families. We're not telling you how to raise your family, but you shouldn't be telling us how to raise our family. You know, we want to walk in our marriage to the best of our abilities the way God says to walk in a marriage. We're not telling you to walk in your marriage that way, but we're saying, you know, we should have the rights according to the Constitution to be able to walk out, you know, family the way God says family is. And so it's important to ask the question, what do you think about the U.S. Constitution? And then ask them to ask for, you need to find out yourself, and you can find it on the Torch, Vivian Torch. Read it. You know, that's what we're made of. And then ask them, you know, what is the First Amendment? And listen, what is the Second Amendment? What's the Third Amendment? What's the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth? Stop there and go, what does that mean to you? Are you going to defend it? Because you're going to have to raise your hand that you will swear to defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic, which means if there's enemies in Washington, D.C., like what Michelle Bachmann's saying, that you're coming against this Constitution, then she writes a letter, that they write a letter and say, listen, you're coming against the Constitution. This is not right. And so she's defending it. She's doing what she's supposed to do. But those who are trying to change it and morph it and attack it, they are attacking her now.
Right.
Including the ones whose name's been removed from the libraries of FBI, the Muslim Brotherhood, the CAIR organization, C-A-I-R, you know, and it's amazing what's going on right now. So when they're representing us, we need to stand up for them. But right now, this is a question right here. Here's an interview with Pastor Tony Evans from the America Family Association. He's being interviewed talking about the book that he had written, and you can see it on the VFN Torch. You know, how should Christians vote? Listen up.
I've been writing a book on voting.
Well, there's a lot of confusion out there about the role of God in government. There's a lot of division of the church between political parties. And so my view is, you know, God, whatever God speaks on, he speaks on perfectly, and he speaks on everything. So that this should not be just left up to political pundits. The kingdom of God has a view on government and voting. And so I'm postulating that God has a position that he takes, and it is the position that his people should take.
Marvin?
Interesting. Okay, so is God a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, I like to tell the story of Joshua, when Joshua's getting ready to go into battle. And he's getting ready to go into battle, and this against Jericho, and this huge guy shows up, this captain with this large army. Joshua asks him, now, whose side are you on? You on Jericho's side or you on our side? The captain looks at him and says, I'm not on either of your sides. I'm captain of the Lord's army. I did not come to take sides. I come to take over. So God doesn't ride the backs of donkeys or elephants. He has his own kingdom. Our job as Christians.
Isn't that beautiful? He says, God doesn't ride the backs of a donkey or an elephant.
All right.
You know, that's what you call a tweetable. Okay.
Oh, yes. Isn't that not good? It's so important because right now Christians better, you know, we have to pay attention that, you know, God's not a Democrat and he's not a Republican. He's not on their side or your side. He's on his own side. He's the creator of the universe. And that's what Joshua said. What he's talking about is beautiful because, you know, he was in trouble. He was in trouble, and so Joshua was asking the question when this huge angel shows up. He's like, are you going to destroy me? You destroy them. Whose side are you on?
All right.
And he's like, God's. And the church has got to get back on God's side.
That's right.
We've got to get back on God's side. And this is an awesome interview. We're going to continue on with the interview here with Tony Evans. He wrote a book, How Should Christians Vote? And it's so important for us to even understand, you know, what's happening and why it's happening, where we need to go. Listen up.
Is to vote for the candidate party platform or policies that most reflect the values of the kingdom of God. That is the only superimposed standard that should govern our voting. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to vote the same, but it does mean everybody's going to be voting with the same philosophy if you're a serious Christian.
talking to Tony Evans here on the program. Tony, your book is How Should Christians Vote? Where can people get a copy of this?
People can get a copy of How Should Christians Vote on Amazon, or they can contact our ministry, TonyEvans.org, or most Christian bookstores will have it.
Well, you know, he's talking about, and you can get the whole interview on the VFN Torch, but his book is How Christians Should Vote, and it's so important that we understand it's about the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. That when people are born again, they have a seed of the kingdom inside of them. And as they're discipled and as they grow in God and they're transformed by the renewing of their mind, their soul, with the think, want, and feel, that the kingdom expands in their life and it begins to just expand out of your life. The king's dominion. Right. And so God's not interested. He knew our opinion before, you know, we accepted him.
Mm-hmm.
He was wondering if we were going to accept his opinion.
That's right.
His way, his truth, because he designed everything. He loves us. He has a plan for our life. When we make him the Lord of our life, we become disciples of Jesus. And disciple of Jesus is someone not only who knows about his teachings, they follow his teachings.
That's right. I was just going to say that's what it means to make Jesus Lord, is that I exchange whatever I thought was right for what he says is right. And we got to get past, if we're a believer, being married to any party, because, you know, no party owns the, you know, God. You know what I mean? I love what someone said. He said, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a Christocrat.
Right. You know?
Yeah, I don't vote my pocketbook or just any issues, but I vote based upon what is God saying? What is the Bible says? Mm-hmm. And how would God want me to vote? Mm-hmm. And when you vote, it's just going to be you and God at that time.
That's what, you know, that's what we want to communicate to you, is that, you know, realize, you know, if you have a fear, man, you're not thinking about realizing that God is watching everything you do. Read Acts chapter 17 and realize that he's designed everything. He's created everything. He's chosen the season that you would live to see if you would reach out and pull a lever for him.
That's right.
And so you reach out and touch him, though you're not far from him. Realize he's just seeing how you're going to respond to what you know of his truths and what men tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when
Isaiah said that they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Right, that's the proverb, isn't it?
Yeah, we can proclaim Lord, Lord Jesus, Jesus, but are we going to actually stand with Jesus? Are we going to stand with God publicly? Are we going to stand with him in the voting booth? Are we going to stand to represent what God's word says in our life?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.